Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Indicting this doctor is outrageous and frankly dangerous. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this information has really hit the media recently, but this doctor who dared to expose the horrific LGBTQ experimentation, which we talk about a lot with the puberty blockers and medical mutilating surgeries on these children, he exposed that a Texas hospital was performing this on children in violation of Texas law.
Yeah, Joe Biden's Department of Justice has indicted another enemy of its radical agenda. This time, the target is a doctor, a medical doctor, who dared expose the horrific LGBTQ experimentation that this Texas hospital was performing on children in violation of express Texas law. When the Texas legislature moved to further protect children because of shocking revelations, the DOJ retaliated, indicating a whistleblower was going to be indicted, and they actually indicted him on four trumped-up charges, which, if it's successful, will cost the doctor-turned-whistleblower 10 years in prison and hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines.
It's just horrific that under this administration, it's not the people committing the crimes. It's the whistleblowers that are being prosecuted. I mean, this doctor, he's got a small baby and his wife and a family trying to do his job, but yet he cannot avoid the truth of what they're doing to these children in violation of Texas law.
Well, this is why we need to fight this kind of weaponization of the government. Let's begin with a little history about how this all unfolded. In February 2022, Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Attorney General Ken Paxton declared that chemical and surgical so-called sex change procedures, which you can't obviously change your sex, but that's a euphemism, on minor children, legally constituted child abuse under Texas state law. As mandatory reporters, all teachers, doctors, and nurses were required by Texas law to report violations or face felony charges. This one doctor, a medical resident at Texas Children's Hospital, took that obligation seriously. He was sickened by what he saw every day at work. 1 year after puberty blockers and mutilating surgeries were banned in Texas, the Texas Children's Hospital, which is the state's top pediatric hospital, continued to break the law, poisoning and maiming the children, and then lying about it.
And, you know, this is just one. This is just one hospital. There are many of these, as well as these so-called gender clinics, that are doing this on children, and they won't tell you how young they do them. But I believe 11 or 8 has been, like, the youngest children that they do this medical mutilation
on.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
It's horrific.
And he has given some information, Dr. Haim. He was a medical resident, and he was doing his residency at Texas Children's Hospital. He says, quote, "I knew that it was my moral responsibility to expose what was happening to these children. Dr. Haim collected documents proving the hospital's crimes and carefully redacted all identifying patient information before going public anonymously about what he knew. These documents revealed that within just 3 days of the hospital's CEO Mark Wallace declaring that the hospital had shut down its, quote, gender-affirming, close quote, clinic. To comply with Texas law, the clinic implanted puberty blockers in an 11-year-old girl."
Follow the money here. The money.
So from then on, the TCH program was back up and running at full speed. Records confirmed that the hospital was implanting puberty blockers and opposite-sex hormones into scores of children, ages 11 through 15, for an entire year after the Texas law was passed and outlawed the practice. And they would have kept doing it had the doctor not gone public with what he knew.
Within days
of the whistleblower report, Attorney General Paxton launched an official investigation into TCH, saying, quote, children are not to be treated as science experiments, close quote.
You know, and kudos to Dr. Heim, because he took his oath to first do no harm. And so he's abiding by that. But when he's seen other so-called doctors do the opposite, how can you not but speak out?
Well, that's when the legislature was horrified by this turn of events. And so they passed the law, reiterating what the attorney general had already declared. Puberty blockers for children and mutilating procedures in Texas are illegal. And consequently, Texas Children's Hospital was forced finally to shut down its dreadful practice. But what happened next is outrageous and frankly terrifying and should be concerning to all of us. 2 months after Dr. Hyam's report, Vanessa, a nurse there at TCH, woke up to hear pounding on the door. Two FBI agents were demanding to be let in to discuss some things that happened at work. But instead of investigating the illegal activity, the FBI agents wanted to know the identity of the whistleblower. Mm. They threatened me, Vanessa says. They promised they would make it difficult for me if I was trying to protect the leaker. They said I was not safe at work and claimed that someone at my workplace had given my name to the FBI. She gave them nothing. But 1 month later, listen to this, on the morning of what should have been an exciting day for Dr. Ethan Hyam, his graduation from the Texas Children's Hospital residency program, on the morning of that particular event, three heavily armed FBI agents pounded on his door. Dr. Hyam had been identified as the leaker who had embarrassed TCH and the LGBTQ agenda. Joe Biden so heavily endorses Assistant U.S. Attorney General, Assistant U.S. Attorney informed Dr. Hyam that she intended to prosecute him, and now the Department of Justice has indicted him with four criminal counts.
You know, and again, it's just horrific because Biden administration uses the FBI as his little, you know, minions to come out and prosecute and arrest people who are just telling the truth, that are revealing what's going on. And we're talking about children here. That's his motive, is to protect children. Yet he, as a whistleblower, is being prosecuted. FBI is weaponizing him for this instead of all those so-called doctors that are doing this mutilating procedures.
You know, this, I was talking to another doctor just a few days after this indictment came out. So, you know, they have now indicted him with four criminal charges. He is a whistleblower.
But he's not a criminal.
What is that going to do to other whistleblowers in the medical field? What's it going to do? It's going to silence them.
Of course.
And, you know, for example, you have whistleblowers that come forth. And in fact, there is some allegations by one of the individuals here that there's also federal fraud with Medicaid, Medicare, because they're using some of the Medicaid money to do these surgeries, which are illegal in Texas. And so you've got Medicaid fraud potentially, and that's what at least some of them are saying, that are workers there. So when they see Medicaid fraud, when they see other kinds of fraud, when they see abuse, they're going to be intimidated into silence. This is exactly what the Biden administration wants. They do not want anyone coming against their radical agenda. This is the weaponization of the federal government. And we've seen that happen also with state governments against President Trump, like up in New York and Georgia, the weaponization of government, whether it's state or federal, against political opponents or ideological opponents, particularly on the LGBTQ, particularly on abortion and other matters that these administrations disagree with. That has to stop, because that is very dangerous. This puts us into the category of like so-called banana republics, if you will. I mean, we're talking about third world governments, where we've seen this happen before, where political opponents of the existing administration, they get targeted, they get abused, some of them get killed because of their opposition to the ruling administration. And that's what the Biden administration is doing here, targeting its ideological opponents. This doctor had a duty to report. He had a duty to report whenever he saw child abuse, right? So like if someone brought in a child and they suspected that the child was abused or sexually molested, they have a duty to report that. Well, when the hospital is doing that, especially when the governor and the attorney general says this is child abuse, and when they see it and the hospital is doing it, guess what? They have a duty also to report what's happening in the hospital. That's what this doctor did.
Right. And, you know, Ken Paxton is a great attorney general. He needs to be all over this, protecting this doctor who is simply trying to uphold the law in Texas.
Well, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We continue to fight these kinds of abuses. One of them, of course, is a prime example where Sandra Merritt is a target of abuse by this administration and by California as well. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.